Spirit. This is the season of the supernatural. This is, we are now in the time of latter rain. If you are going to operate in the supernatural, you have to learn how to walk by faith. The subject of faith. I began this meeting the first day with it. I have studied this thing all my life as a Christian, and yet I still don't understand it fully. It keeps unfolding. I have about 16 dimensions or studies on faith. So if I have to, I have to do like 16 sessions to cover the subject. But you don't have to bother. It's more than that. When you do a thorough study, you might end up with 36, you might end up with 16, you might end up with 12, depending on the ones you've seen. The reason is that everything we do in Christianity is connected by it. So let me give you guys a clue. I will ask you from now to do a comparative study between faith and everything. Faith and prayer. Faith and healing. Faith and finances. Faith and deliverance. Faith and marriage. Faith and your salvation. Everything we do is connected. Anytime you remove it, whatever it is you're building collapses. It's the highest spiritual law except one. There's only one law that is higher than the law of faith, is the law of love. It's that law that governs faith. I mean, that regulates it. And thank God that God did it like that, because you can't just come and use faith and claim this man's wife. You can't come to motor park now where you see cars back and claim another person's car. You will be violating the law of love and your faith will shipwreck. The Bible says some people, while they are exercising faith, make a shipwreck of their faith because they ignore conscience. They ignore moral laws. The moral law, the law of love, is stronger than the law of faith. So faith works when it is regulated by love. Galatians 5 verse 6 said that faith works by love. So God has given us this tremendous power, but we are not to use it to the detriment of other people's life. We are to use it within the boundaries of morality and within the boundaries of love. If not, people will go and fast and pray for a successful armed robbery operation. People will go and fast and pray to be able to loot enough money from the bank and use faith. Then you can use your faith to start doing all kinds of activities. And you find Christians doing that and they get into big trouble. So that's why there's a chapter called 1 Corinthians chapter 13. He said, even if you have faith to move mountains and you ignore love, it will end you. It will lead to nothing. It will still lead you to disaster. So there is such a subject as the limitation of faith. Because everywhere in the Bible says faith has no limit. It can do the impossible. It can do anything. It has one limit, actually. Listen to the original tape. We give three limits there. There are three limits. But it can be summarized in one, two. Yeah. So, faith has one limit, and that is love. The moral law. If you don't observe it, when you finish exercising faith, the same kingdom of God will come and arrest you. So, you can imagine, if faith is like military power, atomic bomb, all these forces that can blow down society. But when they finish, you equip the military to protect the society, not to destroy it. They are to destroy the enemy. So if they carry their jet bombers and come and bomb civilians, those same military people will be court-martialed and sentenced to death. Did the power work? Yes, but they will end up being penalized for it. Faith is an explosive power. So I'm going to give you a directive from the Lord. Please, this year, go back, buy books. And I recommend one person primarily, Kenneth E. Hagin. If you have never heard that name, write it down. Kenneth Hagin, senior. I didn't say junior, because there is junior. I'm not talking about junior. And he's also good, but I have his books in my library. Some of them are up to 10 years. I've not read them. But everything that Papa writes, I read. I have bought his book at least four to five times. Sometimes they get missing. Sometimes it's people I give it to. Sometimes my children, I buy again. Please. Because it's at the foundation of everything God is going to do with you. It's at the foundation. It is when you don't have it, you start blaming circumstances. But when you have it, it can defeat anything. It can take care of anything. It's when you don't have it, you blame the devil. And you can have it or not have it. So please, I'm begging everybody, go back to that subject. And pastors, teach on the subject of faith this year. And you can imagine now, I just told you 16. Even your courses, Dynamics of Faith, create advance, because the thing is heavy. You want to have warriors. You want to have people that walk in dominion. Like, there's a relationship between faith and dominion. All the things you're studying has connection with faith. There's connection between faith and righteousness. When we make these offers and things like that, you know you don't have it. You're supposed to be running, no? You don't have a clue. I don't know what you think Christianity is. Please put it up. Let them see. Please. Strive. Because a lot of people that want to go, it will not be able to. Strive. To enter at the straight gate. For many, I say to you, who seek to enter, I will not be able. In other words, the things of God are grabbed through diligence. You have to be a prayerful person. You have to be a studious person. If you want to, you don't study. You just want it to be happening. Hey, somebody has deceived you. Somebody has deceived you. And the subject of faith is so critical, you're not going to get by just depending on other people's faith. There are times you need to lock up with others in unity or in synergy. But if you don't put fuel in your car, you expect to be told every day. Going to work, they tow you. Coming back from work, they will tow you. You will sleep many times on the road and face a lot of difficulties in life. Faith is the engine that powers our Christian life. Anybody without it is grounded. So tonight, let me kind of help you. Yeah, because sometimes when you are trying to bring things that will save somebody or help somebody, it will look like you're actually pushing them. No, we're not supposed to push you. You are the one that should push us to get it. You are the one that should strive. You are the one. Z.
Zoe, Zoe. So you see what is going on now. Your faith life must be developed this year. The center with your love life. There abided hope, faith, and love. The greatest is love. Any of these three that is missing is disaster. Let's Matthew chapter 17, verse 19, 20, 21. Let's just look at that. I just want to open up with something. Then came the disciples to Jesus and said, why could we not cast them out? There was a demon they were dealing with, and they couldn't, because this case was epilepsy. I want you to know, in deliverance, from studying the ministry of Jesus and from experience, the hardest set of demonic issue when you are dealing with individual problem, if you move to societal problem, it's a different thing, is dealing not with people that are crippled, not with blind people, not with deaf people. Is dealing with this demon that takes children, sometimes when they're in the womb, sometimes after they are born, and disfigures something in their nature. Some of them become altruistic. Have you seen altruism? Those children, some become epileptic. You know that demon that causes convulsion? And some... The spirit that actually does that in its real shape is a dragon, and is a three-headed creature. You read in the book of Revelation, put up Revelation chapter 12. Verse 3. There appeared another wonder in heaven, a great red dragon. Have it. This one is a seven-head dragon. The one that does that thing is three heads. There's even a single-head dragon. Oh, meanwhile, demons are real, and they are creatures, and they are living things. They exist in the realm of the spirit. And if you're not ready, it's better that your eyes are not open to see them. Some of you, as you start growing in discernment, God will start opening your eyes. There are some that are like snakes. There are some that are like monkeys. There are some that are like birds, very ugly birds. Some are like vulture. Some are like bats. And the other types. There are some that are like lion, like these wild creatures. There are all those wild creatures in the forest that eat people. There are demonic powers that look like that. I think probably in chapter 13, you will see a beast that has up to seven heads again. Meanwhile, it's like a leopard, like a lion-like creature. What am I describing what demons look like? How many of you would like to know what demons actually look like? You want to know? Let me see your hand. You want to know? You want to know what they look like? Lord, should I take them there? Because this is one of those things you defeat by faith. There are a lot of problems coming against people, coming against marriages, coming against your finances. That are, tomorrow night we'll have some assignments in that direction. But you see, the powers that are attacking are not receiving the response that they should. Instead, some of the people that are attacking are turning on their fellow human beings, fighting. There are some that look like human beings. But then, they don't look like normal human. They combine features. Sometimes mix up human features with animal features. It's a particular demon that looks like if a woman, very a woman, but the hair and the heads are snakes. It's from there they developed the idea of Medusa. You've seen Medusa in movies. Eh? Yeah. That particular devil hates marriages. People are newly married. He will do everything to destroy it. Just does not want any couple happy. And when the strife starts, you will fight yourself. And the person that is causing the problem is behind, laughing. Instead of turning the bullet to bind him. You know what the scripture gave us? Some discernment. Even though you may not have seen, he's telling you the battles, the things you're going through are not with what? Flesh and blood. They are not with what? Do you know the meaning of that? You're not fighting with your fellow men. You're not fighting with your fellow. Your husband is not your problem. Your wife is not your problem. Your son is not your problem. Okay, let me show you one, since you want to know. Please go to Revelation chapter 9. Show them when the bottomless pit was open. This class of demon. Just so you see some of the things we deal with when we are dealing with sicknesses and pain and certain type of deliverance problem. Yeah. They opened the bottomless pit. There arose smoke out of the pit. And as the smoke of the great furnace, it kind of covered the sun. Yeah. Next verse. And they came out of that smoke. Everyone said locust. So these are type of demons that fly. And the other types that fly. Some are like birds. But this particular group, they look like locusts. Are they locusts? No. They came where? Upon the earth. Because it's always here that they attack. And unto them was given power as the scorpions of. So you have a stinging locust now. They have tails like scorpions. You see the features that are combining. A locust that flies around and has tail. And what is it going to do with the tail? It's going to be stinging human beings. Look at verse 4. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the green grass, because normal locusts eat green, yes, eat grasses, eat vegetation. These ones are not to eat vegetation. Neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men that have not the seal of God on their forehead. Everyone lift up your hand. Say, Lord, I put this covering of the blood of Jesus on my life, on my spouse, on my brothers, on my sisters, on my family. Because one person that understands priesthood can put a covering on a family. Say it one more time. I put this, the covering of the blood on my life and on my family. Now, I limited it. Remember, there are three levels of faith. First level is for you to take care of yourself and your family. That's babyhood level. Second level is for you to cooperate faith, to deal with problems. That's what makes us ministers, that we have grown from the selfish application to where we are now using the same faith and anointing to help others. That's what makes you a minister. The day you make that transition, you also become a powerful person. What happened to many Christians that are level one? Just me, the me level. And it's not a bad thing. But anybody that is like that is still a baby. And that's how children are. Have you seen children paying school fees? Have you seen them buying another person a car? So if you are at that level, your relationship with God, when you come to church, it's just my needs, me. Uh-huh. You're a baby in the things of God. If you transit to the next level where you are now using your faith, your anointing, and your revelation to help more people, you have moved to the corporate. That's when you become a woman or a man of God. You become a powerful person in God. Now, at the first level, you can exhibit some level of power. But it's limited. So you can use it at one level just to protect yourself and your family. And you're doing well. No. What about, everyone lift up your, whatever. I put the blood of Jesus, I put the covering. Say it. I put the covering of the blood of Jesus on the whole church, on my pastors, on our brethren, on our women ministry, on our men's ministry, on our teens ministry, on the children. Lord, even the brethren that are abroad, we put the covering of the blood. We break the power of the devil over their families. None of them shall be a victim of what the enemy is doing in these last days. Do you see now where you are moving into? And the highest level is not even personal faith or this corporate faith. It's now faith to bring things that God has purposed. His dream, not your own dream. His purpose, not your own purpose. His goals, not your own goals. You know, faith will help you accomplish your dreams. Get your goals achieved. You want to buy a car this year? Faith can get it done. You want to be healed? Faith can get it. But now you are no more talking about your. It is to hook up with heaven to bet the plan and purposes of God on the earth. That's the highest level. It's people like this that are bringing the victories that heaven is celebrating. So in prayer, they interact with God till they find out his mind. Or they are studying their Bible. They find what God wants. For example, that highest level is faith for nations. Is faith to implement the purposes of God on the earth. Like Abraham was made father of many nations because he realizes that God wants to bring the Messiah, and God has to go through a unique nation, a people group called the Jewish people. There is a people that must emerge on the earth through whom salvation will come to the whole world. Actually, they brought about 12 different blessings to the world. Today we have Bible, the scripture. Without them, we won't have the Bible. Today we have the divine calendar. There is a calendar that was used to create the earth. And there's a calendar that governs everything till the coming of Christ. Not this one you hang in your house. Without them, we won't have that calendar. Without them, we won't have the Messiah. He has to be born a seed of Abraham. The Holy Spirit came, fell because of them and through them now to the world. Jesus himself said salvation came from the Jews. So Satan hates them, and that's why he's constantly talking. One small people, the whole world is after one small people. They want to collect their land. See, go and see the small land where they live in. So there are people that are going to put themselves in difficult situations because they want God's purpose to happen on earth. And they put themselves through that, pay the price, and the will of God finally comes through. They are also the ones God will give the highest honor. When you look at people like Moses, or look at even Jesus that came here, laid his life down, because God has a redemptive plan. But who will use his faith to push through that storm to bet it on the earth? Somebody was ready to lay his life down. It was the other day I saw where Esther said, if I perish, I perish. Not faith for prosperity. Not faith to marry a good husband. Not faith to believe for cars. Not faith so I can build my house. They are past that level. It is now faith that can risk your own life so that a nation will be saved. So that's what Abraham was given. It was faith for nations. I will make you a father of many nations. Starting with the nation of Israel. You bet that one, through that one, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. Okay, go back to Revelation 9. There is something there for the curious ones who want to know what demons look like. Let's show them. And I can go to another place, show you another look. So they are different. But remember that these powers can't touch the people that have divine seal, divine protection. But they are loose on earth. Verse 5. What do they look like? This particular one. To them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should torment them. So these are tormenting spirits. So somebody woke up now, heard
as the girl was going through, but she had, you see, you are the one that, hey, a sharp pain just hit me at the back. They think it's a joke. They go to hospital. The doctors are trying to know what it is. Sometimes they finish. They can't find what it is. But the man is dying. And the equipments are not able to dictate what it is. And then, that thing, like a young woman I prayed for, it said it was just a sharp pain. From that sharp pain, she became completely paralyzed. She was stung by a locust that has tail. Listen, there are a lot of things you are going through. There are a lot of things that are not normal, because there is an unseen world. And that's why I have to introduce you to the law of faith. Because in the Bible, the Bible said in Ephesians chapter 6, is through the shield of faith, you can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. No matter what Satan comes up with, there is one thing that counters and defeats it. It is what? Faith. So he calls faith a shield. It's a defense. And he said, what Satan shoots at you is a fiery dart, not normal arrow. Not normal, it is on fire. He sets it on fire. So, you know, Kabakudos about him. In war, if you watch some movies, sometimes you're fighting these tribal people. They live, hang under trees in the bush. But these people are coming. But they have these arrows that are poisoned. They put poisons at the tip. Eh? So when they shoot at you, you can even remove the arrow and still run. Get back to your base. But guess what? The man will still die. Why? It's not just the wound of the arrow, but what that arrow delivered. A poison. So that's what goes on here. The fiery dart of the wicked is something that deflects it. It won't hit you. And then if he has hit you, that thing neutralizes it and removes the poison. It's the power of your faith. The power of faith when released. There is nothing Satan generates they cannot knock out. Put back the scripture just for them to know. These are tormenting spirits causing all kinds of sicknesses like cancer. Their torment was like the torment of scorpion when it strikes a man. Look at verse 6. Just to make these things a little real to you. That's why I'm reading. Verse 6, please. In those days, men will prefer death, but they won't find it. They will desire to die. Death shall flee from them. There are some kind of suffering a person will be going through. He prefers death. On earth, you don't see the locust. What you see is the pain. Doctor, please give me. They will move the thing from aspirin. What is the stronger one? Painkillers. To morphine. They move it to morphine. Morphine is not the, they combine drugs and inject so that this one can sleep at least. 3 hours into the sleep, the pain is too much. She is back screaming. You see such things. My friend, please go and go and awaken your spiritual weapons. It's not just normal. Verse 7. Okay, look at it. He's describing their shape. Now, the reason, because this is what is called discerning of spirit. Deliverance and discernment go together. If you can discern it, it's easier to get it out. Because what happens is that many a time we're looking for the answers. We tried natural herb, we tried medicine, and some people who don't know, they will even go to demonic priests, like native doctors, to remove what Satan brought. How can you do that? The shape of the locusts are like horses. Oh, so their body is like horse. Meanwhile, they fly like locusts. Their heads had crowns of gold. Their faces were like faces of men. Can you see?
human feature, insect feature, horse feature, scorpion feature, all combined in one creature. And he has not finished. Look at the next verse. And they had hair like the hair of women. So men with long hair, that's the face. Body like a horse. Tail like scorpion. You know that scorpion's tail? But it has wings and fly like locusts. What I'm just showing you now is called discerning of spirit. It's because John, his eyes was opening in Revelation to see it. If not, what you see, who has seen the wind before? How many of you have seen the wind before? How many of you have seen coronavirus before? But you saw how many million people he killed. Let's even look at it. Very simple. How many of you have seen malaria before? So, your eyes is open. You now see, oh, is this what is causing it? In science, we have magnifying lenses in the lab that enables us to see the invisible, what causes disease, and we're able to see bacteria. You actually see them moving around. When this thing is magnified, you see them actually. You see like your hand now. Can you see anything? But you think it's clean. They give you something now, you just take it and be eaten. If they tell you how many things are chlorine on your hands. So, in the physical realm, that's the same thing. It's the same problem we're having. We just look at the world. The only thing we see is your spouse. You start fighting. And you know this whole girl calling her mother trouble. She's even fasting. Other people are fasting, general fast. To believe God for serious things. One woman, newly married, is fasting so that her husband will put back her picture on social media. And I just called her. I said, are you all right? What is your obsession with social media? It shouldn't be your husband removing it. It's you that is a serial Christian. I should have gone to remove all those things. What is your problem? Do you have issues with marine world? Why must your marriage be so that different people are commenting? Men are commenting on your shape and this. And that's what the man saw. He decided. But you like it because you like the feedback. Are you all right? He said he just left some. She even sent me one or two. Say, can you imagine? Please talk to him, the pee. I said, you need to remove even the little he left. He said, the pee. I said, before uncle. That's her own warfare. She can ruin a marriage now over pictures on social media. And every day you will read, submit to your husband. What is the big deal that your God does not want his wife for sure? And she likes to wear some things and put it there. Or God doesn't want. Marriage is supposed to be a private affair. You see this Gen Z group that have not been discipled on the things of God. You have them, they fill our churches. So everybody should make sharp knife and go and circumcise that generation. I love you guys, don't worry. Christianity is still the same. So that the rest will not drown you. That's the fight we are fighting. No, is it my faith just for me? To fight, to convince you to come and read the Christian book. We are the ones that will travel for program and be fighting. The book finished. Please, I'm ready to pay you double. Give me a copy, please. You don't know. I said I have built four libraries. Four. You come there, you see thousands of books. The last one I just built now, I started with 16,000 books. And you hear me say, apart from the human beings that live with me, if there is any problem, they are the first thing I will evacuate. The only thing that will pay me in the house, I don't care if fire burns car, burn house, it's just my books. If I can get it, everything, they are nothing to me. Because it is this wisdom that created those things. And I can recreate it. my books will be the only thing I'll cry about.